it's great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
I really wanna see you, Lord. I really wanna see you. said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one at the 909. I begged her not to go, and I begged her on my bended knee.
Yes, I did.
You're only fooling around, you're only fooling around with me. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one at the 909. Pick up my bags, run to the station. Rail man says, you got the wrong location.
Yes, that's right. Boys and girls, hey, welcome. We're running a little late to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO and on this horrible 95-degree weather. I am DJ Paulie B checking in, and sitting across from me is the lovely, funny man, Christopher... Christopher Ridgway.
Well, hello, and, ladies and gentlemen.
And the beautiful Tina Marie.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
I'm not doing well.
No?
Yeah. So, I'm pulling in today. I see a, you know, young co-ed in short, tight shorts. I beep and I wave. Turns out to be a dude in a man bun. Not feeling like the toughest guy in Medford today.
Well, you grew up in Medford, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
I actually showed Tina Marie where you used to live.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah. In the,
the ghetto. How the hell did he ever afford that Audi, it's probably thinking.
Exactly, right?
You grew up there? Was Breaking Bad based on your life, you're probably thinking? What the hell's wrong with this, Mike? I sound funny. And I don't mean peculiar.
You don't mean peculiar?
I mean peculiar, not humorous.
Well, you're not supposed to eat it. That's one.
All right, weird.
This is the first rule of radio. Don't eat the mic.
What's the second rule?
What's the second rule?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Don't bang your co-hosts.
So far,
I've broken both of them.
Well, and we're 20 minutes into the show,
filthy.
Well, to be specific, we were actually banging before I was a co-host.
Yeah, to be specific, we were banging before I...
That is true. That is very true,
Chris. See, we didn't break rule two.
No.
Me and Chris broke rule one way long ago.
Back in 76 at a... Never mind, I won't say it.
76.
It could be liability issues if I finish that joke.
How old were we in 76? We were...
8, 9.
8? Oh yeah, I was banging everything on the street.
In the magic room.
Oh God. Yeah, with Tookie the clown.
He had to bring the clown up.
Oh my. And now Chris works out with him.
I haven't seen him in a few years.
Anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. And this 95.
He spot me.
We hope you are all listening in to the Giddy Up on this brutal day. Brutal, humid day. It really is. Anyways, we'll be back later with Christopher. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do this right now for you, Chris.
Aww.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened there? Two T's.
Two T's.
We're spinning the wheel.
Oh,
it landed on...
Oh, wait. I think we had a respin because...
I just did a respin.
1997.
Ooh, 1997.
Yeah, we'll take you back, you know,
so we're
to
gonna...
the incoming freshmen were probably born that year.
1997.
I have shoes older than this.
I was in like fourth grade, maybe.
In 97?
Really?
Really?
So you were the 31-year-old in the fourth grade.
I was like, what? I was 27. What's he talking about? He's in fourth grade.
No, I was a teacher in the fourth grade.
Oh, all right. Must have been embarrassing when he had to go to the blackboard.
Anyways. So, we're going to take you to 97, Chris?
Yes, 97.
All right, we're going to take you back to 97 with Chris's montage that he usually does every week, which is great. And we're going to have some funny news.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Marie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it just, you know, response would be good. And
she's still thinking about you in your schoolboy outfit at 31.
Probably. And I will have some weekend weather and maybe something more. Actually, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. I just got a new job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I at the Everett Firehouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I stand on the roof every day at noon and fart.
Is that the new is that the new noon horn?
That is the new noon horn.
I'll sit by watch that one. Get the old Timex out.
So that's what I do. And, you know, it pays well.
Yeah. Hey, I do have some breaking weather news.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so this is from a special statement from the National Weather Service. There's a severe, now get this, swoob, swass, swissy warning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's not a wart. Watch, it's been upgraded to warning, which means that the conditions are ripe and this will happen. Warning means, you know, there's a chance. A watch is a chance.
You.
We're looking out. We're looking for swoob and swass and all that.
And what about swicky?
Swicky, swicky, swanky, skanky, it's all there. The whole gang is here. So please, please, keep an eye out for swoob, swicky, swass, swissy.
All right. This show has already started out.
And please, tune into the Giddy Up for more details as they become available.
Weather details. Because we have the best weather meteorologist on the job.
He just came out of prison. Hey, don't we supposed to play music at some point?
I'm going to play a song right now. So you guys stay tuned, and we'll be back with your shout-outs and then some silly news, and then we're turning it back to 97 for some apparent reason.
That's what the wheel said.
When I was in fourth grade. All right, take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Feeling short of stable, all the chin tins, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again. We'll be right back.
what you came to see, in what you wanna be. I don't like what I see. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you. Like the coldest winter well, heaven beside you. And you think you have it still, heaven inside you. So there's problems in your life, that's fucked up. I'm not blind, I'm just see-through, faded, super jaded, out of my you true. When I'm down and blue, I'd rather be me than you. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you.
We are just absolutely cracking each other up here at the studio. Welcome back, boys and girls. 2:36 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful, muggy state of Medford, Boston. And
Medford.
Yeah, it's Medford, as you say, Tina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Medford.
Yep, that's how I say it.
Yeah. And please call in with your eyewitness reports and of welcome swoop back. And swass. You're doing the public a great service.
And if you see Swissy, look away.
Absolutely.
No one wants to see it, that. It,
but if you want to send pictures of your swoobs, you can hit it up on the Facebook page of the Giddy Up.
It's kind of like, you know, Channel 7, they ask for, like, weather spotters. If you see a tornado, take a picture and send it in.
I absolutely agree with you.
You see swoob, you send it in.
You see swoobs. We don't want to see swass or swinks.
Swinks. You're just making it all up.
Oh, my God. Anyways, kids, the number here is...
Hey, good luck with the shout-out, sister. That's going to be real fun.
The number here is 781-350-3264. You really don't want to call in. Just hit us up on our Facebook page if you want to hear something. Oh, my good Lord.
We're punchy. You're in trouble if you're calling in today.
Speaking of good Lord, that was a good song. George Harrison, came on.
Yeah, before we kicked
sweet,
it live.
My sweet Lord. Yeah.
Before we kicked it live, as the kids say.
And I'm going to get to, I have one request. Right after the shout-outs. So take it away, Tina Marie.
Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham, Myron Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Auntie Ferry.
What are you doing?
Chrissy and Bill at the
Funny
Chuck
Man
Wagon
is losing control right now.
Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will definitely be on tonight from 10 to midnight with special guest John Pierce.
All right. Our boy, Johnny P.
Johnny P.
JP.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge. Thursdays from 8 to 10. Captain Wayne Friedman, who checked in with us earlier.
Captain and Coke Wayne.
Captain and Coke.
And we'd like to a special shout out to Jack and Ginger.
Yeah, two of our good friends.
Yes.
But Wayno, I'm gonna play your request right after the shout outs. I think he saw Rocky 2 last night and it's stuck in his head, so
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tardiff.
You can't look at the funny
Dorothy
man.
Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the Kids.
Jim and the Kids.
On
Jim
that
and the Kids.
Yellow
that
number 93
sitcom.
Bus.
Remember that? Jim and the Kids?
Jim and the Kids. It is a sitcom.
Yeah.
Mason Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie and Bergamo, the mustache of Medford. I can't even look at you two. Denise Fioretti Mamalet.
What's up, Denise? By the way, we'll be looking at swoomy mamalets. If you're. Please send pictures.
I'll be wiping off swoob mamalets at the Walgreens in Everett.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think I'm sick.
With Q-tips.
With Q-tips? You're going to go buy all the Q-tips out at Walgreens? Q-tip cleanup in front of Walgreens?
Yes. Swoob mamalet.
Q-tip day?
Mamalets only. We can't handle full mams. There's not enough Q-tips out there.
All right. I'll be using paper towels then.
Rosie, get the bounty.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cab number 19.
Jack
special.
Needs to date a girl called Ginger. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie date.
That's actually not his girlfriend. It's just somebody he works with.
Oh, well, we're going to find you a girl named Ginger.
Jack and Ginger.
Well, he needs to go to Gilligan's Island.
Or just to Plum Island.
I went to Plum Island. I met a real peach there.
You couldn't find a plum?
I wasn't looking that hard. I was lazy.
You found some ginger root.
I don't even know what that means.
Ginger root, isn't that the...
No, that's code for something. Ginger root.
Thought it was a ginger, but she had a root.
Exactly.
Oh. Here comes the FCC.
Yeah.
Thank right you, out. Funny man. Listen here. You, your friends, and your mammalettes, out of here!
And all your swoobs and swinkies.
And swissies.
No, keep the swissies. And I like them.
And this week...
Get the swass out of here.
And this week, on sale at McKinnon's for $4.99 a pound, is ginger root.
Nobody
Now dancing at the cabaret stage, ginger root. Next time I do that, I'm girls at the ready.
Oh, okay, where was I?
you losing it?
No. College Ave in Medford? I don't know.
Oh, I know. Special get well wishes to Chet.
Yes.
Because he is rounding that corner.
Yeah. Last chemotherapy.
Yes.
Oh, God
yesterday.
Bless him. God bless him.
Yes. We love you.
Big day.
We love you.
That was a big, big day.
Yeah.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel.
Oh, God.
He called in last week. You missed it.
No, I heard it.
Oh, you did?
I heard it. It was towards the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I was trying to imitate Cookie.
Oh, because he has marbles in his mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Cab's here.
That's the only thing I ever understand. Christine.
Polly played Frankie Lyman in the teenagers. Why do fools fall in love?
Oh, good Lord.
You don't think I can breathe? Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo.
Yo, Papalardo. Hey, it's the fun.
And we'll be cleaning off the Papalados in front of the Walgreens tomorrow.
It's Papalardo Parpadelli. Papadelli? How do you say that pasta?
It is
did I say
Papadelli.
It right? Papalardo Papadelli.
I love Papadelli.
Oh, the chicken Papalardo, please. And for my friend, the Brian Scalabrini.
The Scalabrini.
White sauce, sir? No, red sauce. It's Scalabrini, you moron.
Ricky Cummings.
Only
the
white sauce comes with the Papalardo.
They're coming to the door with the axes.
I'm sorry, sir. There are no substitutions with the Papalardos. You must take it with the white sauce.
We love Christine. Yes, you must. We love Christine.
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex.
That's your father, Ed, right?
That's my mother and my father.
Right,
actually.
So Ed's your father, right?
Yes.
So he's the Lions King.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You just snorted.
We got funny snort. Man's making me snort today.
We got snort going on here. Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Shally McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and Amy Giamacco-Moquin. Those are your shout-outs for whatever today's date is, because I don't know.
It is the 22nd.
Wow, already?
Of
it's
July.
Really the 22nd?
Yes. And thank you, Tina Marie,
you are
for the shout-outs. And by the way, I've slept with every one of those shout-outs.
I'm sorry, I just pictured you and Cookie in the back of the 54 cab.
The 54 van.
He made you put on a Patriots helmet and a 54 jersey, but you were naked from the waist down.
Brewski.
Well, we know Danny was thinking about that too.
All right, kids.
Can we please play some music?
I'm gonna play.
Before we get taken out of here,
a little bit, so we can all just calm down. And no, we're not gonna calm down. Nobody's gonna calm down. it's 2:47 in the afternoon. It is 95 degrees in the state of Medford, Boston. And I'm going to play this for my good buddy, very good buddy, Captain Wayno. He wanted to hear it. Obviously, he watched Rocky II last night. So we'll be back in a few. Take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. All right.
Yeah. accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly, do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens and